Welcome to Low Key Radical Podcast. I'm your host, Jasmine. And this is my co-host,
Shayna.
Hey. She's back. She's back.
She bite.
Yeah.
We bite.
Yes. So we got to let the viewers know, just so they listen up here, you know, commit this to memory.
Listen, attention.
We drop a new episode bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
So Mondays at 9 a.m. bi-weekly. Check us out. Low Key Radical Podcast. Look for us.
We are everywhere.
We everywhere.
If you see me, you see her, you see us. Period.
So last week we did an episode about the first year college experience. It was a good one. You know what I'm saying? We had some very bright young people come on.
Intelligent.
Yes. Share with us their experience. Mm-hmm. And that was actually a topic that was requested from one of our listeners, Sarita Sweets. Go check her out, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, we listen to our listeners. You know, when y'all send us topics, we try to put it in the mix.
Yes, keep it coming. So keep it coming.
Please keep it coming. LowkeyRadicalPodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's get into it. How you doing? How you been?
It's been a long time.
I shouldn't have left you. I thought you was about to go into the.
I don't really know the words to that.
That's right. You young.
Ricky. I know the beginning, though.
That's it.
Ricky.
Yeah. It's been a long time. You don't want me to do the whole thing right now.
But when did that part come in?
They do the little scratch thing? No.
I've been a long time. Ricky.
No, that's not it. But let's just move on.
You're going to have to show me that. Okay.
So, our first segment, positive vibes only. So this is our feel good segment, you know. You feel the vibe?
Feels good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is where we share some good news, you know, some tips and advice. Mm-hmm. I want to get into this mother-daughter duo.
Mm-hmm.
Lynette Medley, who was 51, and Naya McGlone, 29. From Philly.
Lynette and Naya.
Yes. So they have a place called The Spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. So The Spot, it stands for Safety Programming for Optimal Transforming. Safety Program for Optimal Transformation. Okay. And they offer services including free menstrual and hygiene product.
Period.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Whatever. So The Spot provides educational resources and seminars, access to clean water and toilets, a computer room, first period kits.
Wow.
They have a Breonna Taylor room. So it's for marginalized women
who could come and have this room
and escape to if they need it.
An escape room.
Yes.
Period.
For marginalized women. Listen. So this is mostly funded through community donations.
Of course.
But just think about it. Like, we're supposed to be one of the richest nations in the world. Mm-hmm. And just to think, like, I think about third world countries who don't have access to, like, pads and things like that. But you don't even have to go that far.
Yeah.
It's right here in our own communities where people don't have access to that type of stuff.
The spot.
Yes. And they're in Germantown. So, I mean, you know, look them up. Check them out. I think that's awesome. That's a great resource for people.
Definitely. That's good information. Good news.
Yes. Positive vibes. All right. We're going to move on to the next segment.
What happened in it? Yeah, that one.
So we all know Kirk Franklin been in the news. Derek Jackson been in the news. Saweetie and Quavo. Did I say that right? Saweetie? What's her name?
Sweet Tea and Quaso.
They've all been in the news lately. But I just want y'all to know, Jackson, Mississippi, it's just now overcoming a water crisis. Mm. Did y'all know that?
Wow.
Did y'all know that?
Well, at least they overcome. Did Flint overcome?
I don't think they have all the way overcome
yet. Yeah. Well, so shout out to Jackson, Mississippi.
These are the headlines that need to be pushed because people need help.
Yeah.
Like we were just discussing in our own United States of America. Mm. Of course, Jackson, Mississippi is a predominantly Black city. And they had, you know, back in mid-February with all the, like, winter storms and things, they've been having trouble. So, they had 80 water main breaks.
Wow.
People have been bathing in boiled water, using their, having to brush their teeth with boiled water, having to go to the bathroom using boiled water.
Wow.
Just imagine that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's rough. That's rough.
Where are we right now? It's the Twilight Zone. And this is nothing new. Like, a lot of rural areas deal with this type of thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that this has not really been in the headlines, it's a travesty. It really is.
And they're not doing nothing to help, I'm sure.
No. Like, people are sending donations, so they being bottled water and stuff. But it's about the infrastructure. You know, it's Republican ran. So, of course, they haven't been flooding the money in as they would do a white community, I'm sure. So the infrastructure has always been messed up. Mm-hmm. And this just was like the perfect storm with the winter storm and everything. Perfect storm for this setup for a water crisis.
Yeah.
Water. Like, water. Come on. Water. We're not talking about wine.
Right.
We're talking about water.
I bathe in wine, though. A little bit. I would. A little bit. So. Mm-hmm. White wine.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a mess. That's messed up, actually. And that $1,400 ain't going to do us so much.
Nah. It's just the fact that a lot of people don't know about it. I think that's what really.
Well, that's what happens when it comes to us and, you know, good news and bad news. It depends on what they decide to post and what they decide to reveal. Because that's messed up.
Yeah.
But we definitely got to pray for them. Pray for Houston still. Mm-hmm. They had that water crisis.
Yep.
And pray for Flint. Don't stop praying for Flint.
Yes. Texas has always, they've been in the news. We've been hearing about them, but that doesn't change their situation just because they're in the news. But
right, right. That's what's happening then.
That's what's happening then. Also what's happening. I don't like saying it. I feel like you say it better.
Don't say it no more.
What's happening then.
Also what's happening then.
And what's happening
then. Also what's happening. It's what happening in.
I can't do that. I just don't.
My you gotta voice, get a little rest.
What's happening in.
I said don't do it no more.
All right. Well, I tried. So.
You supposed to. All you gotta say is positive vibes only. Okay. That's your stilo.
Fine. Also in the news, white terrorists are going gangster. I mean. Eight people were killed in Georgia, massage parlor. Let's put their names on blast. You know, put their faces on blast, their names on blast. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long.
Put this picture right here.
Yes. So he blamed his killing spree on sex addiction. Child. Apparently, this was like an opportunity for him to kill off his temptation. He was headed to Florida for some kind of porn industry to finish them as well. Like, what?
Make it make sense, Rob.
What? And let's just note that he was taken into custody unharmed. He looked fine, you know, not shot in the back or, you know, when they went to go get him. He wasn't in his house and then they just shot the house up.
Wow.
Breonna Taylor. But...
Really?
They took this man into custody after killing eight people and then want to put like a spin. I mean, I don't really care what his motive was. He's a killer. He needs to be, you know, they look at black people like we're not human when black people mess up or they do things or whatever. You don't even got to be doing that. You could be sleeping in your bed. You could mm-hmm. be in the hallway in your house. But I mean, I don't understand. Everybody keeps bringing this up. The fact that these white terrorists have been taken in unharmed. But we know why. They're seen as human beings. That's what it comes down to.
Yep. And that's unfortunate.
It is.
That it still looks like that.
Yes. Also, Kamala, let me stop calling her by her first name. Vice President Harris. Put some respect on her name. So, 31-year-old Paul Murray of San Antonio was armed outside of her house. And he was taken into custody.
Wow.
Yeah, he had some stuff on him.
I never knew where the best vice president and them, I mean, how did y'all just pull up to her
first
crib?
Of all, I was reading this article, and they said, well, they're not even there right now because of renovations, but they are here at this address. I was like, what?
What?
So are you just going to put that out there?
Put a target on her back. Like, wow.
I don't understand. I'm so confused.
That's ridiculous.
I'm so confused.
I've never heard that before. Yes. Outside the White House, yes. But her house? Like, where is she?
Yeah, I mean, she has some house family? In D.C. or outside of D.C.
Wow. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Another white man. So also you heard about there was 10 people killed at a grocery store in Colorado.
Another white man.
I mean, apparently he was Syrian born, but I'm sure when he goes and checks off that box, he checks off white. So I'm just going to put him up in that category because he has American white terrorist tendencies.
Yeah, apparently they all use the same rifle.
What?
AR-15. That's what I read. All of them. So it's like, yeah. There's information here. Let's collect it, let's ban it, and let's do something about it. But y'all allow these white men to walk in and easily purchase a rifle to kill people, but it takes a lot of people a lot of work to get a medical card for other activities.
You'll just put that in
there. I'ma just say, you know, what is going on here? Something not adding up. We can kill people, but you can't reduce your stress.
Listen. You know, it's just crazy. You could be speaking about a friend. And somebody you could be anywhere and somebody just shoot it up though. Like seriously. Like we have to be armed at this point. And that's sad. Why we gotta walk around here?
Strap.
Listen.
That's cool. Cause let Robert or what's his name?
Robert and
yeah, them.
Paul,
Billy.
Yeah, the Syrian man, I don't even want
pull to pull up.
His name was Ahmad Alawi Alisa.
Pull up. Please, come see me. Because I got something don't, for you.
No, I don't even want to be in that situation. That has to be terrifying.
Yeah.
If somebody randomly just shooting up. You're in a grocery store. That's something we do every day. Like,
ridiculous. And then there's no reason behind a lot of the stuff that they do.
Yeah, they don't know his motive. We'll so see. It's like, you I'm never sure it'll know. Come out. I mean, people typically just crazy, you know. That's what it comes down to. Because no person in their right mind would just shoot human beings.
Yeah, he probably couldn't get a medical card. This is why he's not in his right mind.
But that's the thing. I hate to always bring it back to black people and the violence that goes on and they talk about in black communities. But if somebody is killing someone, clearly something is wrong, right?
Yeah.
So why don't black people get that? You know, it's a lot of stuff going on with the young black boys in the community, and they're suffering. Why don't they get that? You know what I mean? It's just like, I hear they go killing each other. No, something is going on.
Right. Yeah.
Mental health, too, in the black community.
In a serious way.
That's true.
A serious way.
All right, so we always get depressing stuff. I mean, it's really stuff that people need to know, right? So I don't want to call it depressing. I don't want to diminish it, but we got to talk about the real. So, but we're going to move on to something a little lighter. Did you see the last verses?
SWV?
No, the last one. SWV, I don't think that happened yet.
Oh.
That's not going to happen.
No,
like
I mean,
Mother's
it's
Day.
Coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was it?
The last one was SWV and...
Tiny and them, Candy and them, Escape.
Last one was actually Ghostface Killah and Raekwon.
I didn't see that.
I saw some of it.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I mean it was good. It just made me miss that era of hip hop, like when East Coast was like dominating. So I like that about it.
I didn't even know about that one, but that sounded like it would have been a good one. They need to get back into what they were doing in the very beginning of quarantine versus when it was good.
The producers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those first few were good. I feel like Teddy Riley done messed up everything, and it just went downhill from there.
They are doing a rematch, but they, like, blurred out the name, so you don't know who is actually in that rematch. So I don't know who it's going to be.
A rematch of who?
A versus rematch. So it had to be somebody that went previously. I don't know who it's going to be.
Child. And there's another one, too. Who's the old?
The Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire.
That's going to be a good one, too.
Yeah.
That's
going to be a good one. All the grandmoms going to be trying. Log in.
Put your old perfume on.
All right, and get ready.
That's the next one. That's the next one.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. That's
what we get. I like to see that one.
And I told you, Trina just did an interview.
You was right.
She didn't do one yet.
It was right. It was right. It was right.
I just can't imagine her doing one with Kaya. Like, really, Kaya really don't have any
songs.
A
couple people told me that they saw that.
No.
But
Trina said she would do one with Eve or Lil' Kim, but she really wants to do one with Lil' Kim.
She cannot.
I don't want to see her do one with Lil' Kim.
No.
I want to see her do one with Eve.
That's not your category.
Nah.
That's not your category, sis. No.
Kim could probably go with Foxy.
That's it. That's the only person I put Kim with. Only. Because I heard Remy. No.
Remy?
No. Remy had everybody all hype, countdown, coming home from jail, and then dropped the DJ Khaled remix song and disappeared.
She's being a mother and wife, okay?
We was counting down for you, girl. Whatever. It was like, I don't know.
Lil' Kim could go against Nicki Minaj.
She didn't say that. She didn't say that, y'all. We cutting this out. She did not say that.
You don't think so?
She didn't say that, y'all.
You don't think so? For like the new and the old, they can't go against head to head. Nicki got a lot of hits. I'm not saying one is greater than the other. Y'all being too sensitive. I'm just saying catalog wise. Kim is the queen. What are you talking about? Y'all hear this from our audience? They just want to interject. Kim is the queen, but I'm saying she could go against, just like Jay-Z could go against Drake.
Turn her mic off. What's the net? I'm running this. Give me. Who? Drake? What? What's happening?
I'm saying catalog wise. If you saying hit and hit.
Gracious.
We all know, like, I love Jay-Z. He's better than Drake to me.
I don't want to be on the shade room. Be quiet. Be quiet.
But that would be a good versus.
No, it wouldn't.
All right, Drake and Lil Wayne. That would work.
Okay. But no.
Lil Wayne could go with Jay-Z and Kanye?
No. Jay-Z and Nas.
No, that wouldn't work. Nas is one of the greatest, but he can't go against Jay. We're talking about hits.
The only person, honestly, truly, I would put against Jay-Z is Beyonce.
That's what everybody keeps saying, Beyonce.
And that's that.
They do it from their house.
That's it. Jay,
whatever. Y'all not thinking like, you know, Nas, business people.
No, I want to see Jay-Z versus Drake.
First of all.
Thank you.
I love Jay-Z. Jay-Z is the number one rapper to me. Right now, he's like number one. Seriously.
Always.
But I just think hit for hit, he could go against Drake.
No. Because that's what they were saying
about. He would demolish
Usher and Chris Brown. No.
Yeah.
Chris Brown and Drake. That works.
Okay, so then it has to be generationally. So you saying it has to be people in the same time period.
I'm saying anybody that influenced you or made you are not competing against that person.
So Lil Wayne can't go against Drake because that's all.
Yeah, influence. That don't really work, no. I wouldn't put them against each other either. I mean, I'd take it over Jay-Z, but Drake cannot. No. Yeah, that was his mentor. I wouldn't put him up against him either. Absolutely not. None of them work.
Fine.
Look, that's like saying, now, that's like saying Jasmine versus Brandy.
Well, yeah, Jasmine don't have as many hits. Drake has all the hits, though. That's why he could really go against anybody hit-wise. That's all I'm saying. He has more hits than, like, anybody.
That's not his category, though. That ain't his category. No, he don't got more hits than Chris Brown.
Chris Brown is a singer.
Drake is a singer.
Okay, bye.
Drake is want to be Lauryn Hill. He do a little bit of both. He hold a little tune.
So Drake got to go against Lauryn Hill then.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill can't go against nobody right now.
Lauryn Hill can't go against nobody.
Legally. She can't. It is somebody else that can't sing their own song, so maybe she can. I don't remember who that is. Oh, I forgot.
You talking about Anita Baker? No.
Her too. I forgot about Anita.
Anita Baker asked us to stop downloading her stuff because they won't, you know, give her the monies that she's supposed to get for her. So
that's ridiculous.
Everybody's like, how am I supposed to clean the house?
Okay. That's sad. Oh, why they doing her like that?
I know.
A lot of people have been done like that, though, over the years.
Yeah, that's true.
It's been messed up.
Yep. I mean, in every aspect of entertainment, because Dave Chappelle just asked us the same thing. He just recently got that stuff handled the right way, so now we can watch Dave Chappelle's show.
Ridiculous.
But,
yeah. I've been watching it, too. It's been on Comedy Central. It's been... hilarious.
My favorite episode is that KKK episode.
Oh, God.
Where he didn't know he was God. Black.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I can't even pinpoint one. Right now. I like all the Charlie Wilson ones, though. When he had Charlie Wilson tell his stories.
Yeah.
All of them are funny to me. Like every last one. Recipes, Charlie Wilson.
I know.
That was rough. But
All right. Since y'all just totally obliterated me with the whole... versus thing.
I'm yeah, because that was not right. I just wasn't right.
I was saying hit for hit. I didn't say that that's Drake was that better go. Than Jay-Z.
That's not how that goes.
But now that I think about it, all the verses have been like they've come out at the same time.
Now that you think
at the same
it.
Period. I mean, I'm trying to think about who Teddy Riley, Babyface, Ashanti, Keisha. Well, Ashanti was before Keisha Cole. You could say that Keisha Cole was influenced by Ashanti, but it is Ashanti.
Yeah, I mean.
Brandy and Monica, they came out at the same time. So I guess Jay-Z really couldn't go against nobody except Nas, but he would kill Nas because although Nas has solid albums, when you go hits, he don't have like the radio hits that Jay-Z had.
Yeah, well, we put him with Beyonce. But we have to close your versus topic now before you say anything else.
Whatever. Anyway.
Wrong.
So Twitter, they committed to fill 25% of executive positions with hires from underrepresented groups.
They hiring, you say? Period. Okay, all I heard was they hiring. Apply.
Yeah, I say, how about for your executive position with 25% of people who have been, affected by American slavery, and then 25% of underrepresented groups.
Because
when y'all try to trick us with that underrepresented group thing or that people of color thing, and that really a lot of the time leaves black people out because they're like, let me put the Asian person, let me get the Indian person, let me get the Spanish person. And they always leave us out.
They do.
So y'all not going to trick me with
and
that, that word.
And we run Twitter.
Yeah.
You ever been on Black Twitter?
Yes, Black Twitter.
You ever watch a award show with Black
Spanish
Twitter?
Spanish Twitter.
I'm just saying.
The Latino Twitter.
Is there a Spanish
you
Twitter?
You gotta be politically right. Spanish is the language.
I don't think so. It's a Black Twitter. I know that.
Is there an Asian Twitter?
Never seen it.
So y'all need to stop that. Hire black people.
Period. That's what y'all need.
Yes.
That's what y'all need on.
Underrepresented groups, and then women start to take over that as well. White women.
Yeah.
People with disabilities. What I'm saying, yes, they're underrepresented as well. But black people, black Americans who have been affected by slavery, that's who this country needs to focus on. If y'all not going to give people reparations, then you need to...
Job.
Figure it out. Yes.
Yeah. Pay us somehow.
Yes.
Because this $18.50, $20 an hour ain't cutting it. $1,400, it's not working.
So everything they try to say they do for black people is for everybody else. Even like the stimulus package and all that.
Yeah.
That doesn't just strictly say black people who we've, killed and raped and pillaged and took generational wealth from. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me on my soapbox. Let's go to the next one because I could be on this all day.
Mm-hmm. That's the radical for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Secret black meetings. I just felt like you breathed on my neck.
Yes, you felt that?
It was real close.
That's okay. At least my breath smelled good.
Hallelujah.
That's all that matters.
Halitosis.
So I really want to talk about this subject, but everybody else has been talking about it.
Oh, this man. I didn't even want to say man.
Because I'm not, this I don't want to be a gossip, but then I sound like Kim Wayans. Remember when Kim Wayans was on Living Color? When she was Miss Bonita. I ain't want to gossip, but.
But we're going to talk about him.
We're going to talk about him because there's a lesson that could be learned here, okay?
And I think he changed the spelling of his last name.
He changed it with the X.
Yeah,
that's not real.
Ain't no Jackson spell like that.
Derek Jackson, if y'all don't know who we're speaking of. Mm-hmm. He is a self-proclaimed relationship
cheater
expert,
self-proclaimed cheater,
Instagram expert. He always on Instagram talking about relationships. I never really paid attention to him, but I did recognize that he was always posting stuff. I don't know what. I never read his stuff. But
I never heard about Boyle till
you really
yesterday.
Never heard of him. Mm-mm. He always posted, like, nope. He's very popular because people repost him and stuff like that. Mm-mm. And people, I'm sure, have like made decisions in their own relationships based on his advice.
I follow Justin LA Boy, look him up. That's my relationship advice. Look him up.
He gives the worst advice. He like Future or whatever. Like, no. I don't want to say the word for what Future is because it's a cuss word, but
don't cuss. If I can't cuss, you can't cuss.
I'm not gonna cuss. Okay. I don't cuss.
Me neither. That's why I said if I can't cuss, you can't cuss.
But I'm trying to think of a nice word, like a word that would describe his advice, like
toxic.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, that's Future.
No. But anyway, so Derek Jackson. Like you said, he cheated on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all played out in the media because apparently the mistress has told everything. Whatever. So, I mean, everybody has an opinion about this. Everybody's talking about it. I would like everybody to just focus on their own relationships and their family, and let's focus on black wealth and healing and spirituality. You know, all of that stuff. But this is a prime example of when people are doing too much on social media. Like, this man is trying to sell a book. He's responding to videos that he has already made with his wife, and he's, like, responding to it with other videos. Like, he is really taking advantage of the spotlight, and this is not the time to be doing that.
They trying to get Gorilla Glue money. GoFundMe. He is. He know what he doing.
It's sad.
It is.
We got to stop this. You know, idolizing people on social media. I mean, idolizing people, period. Because especially these relationships, everybody goes through their own thing. But are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's sick. That's sick.
But what I really want to say about this is y'all got to stop wearing bonnets in public. That's
why your grandma ain't tell y'all that.
Because his wife was up doing videos. You know what? I don't really think she really had on a bonnet, though. It was just one of them little net things. You know, you could find them in, like, Jamaican colors. And if you have locks, you put your locks in it. And that's what she had on, like a beanie.
You sure you're trying to justify her bonnet?
I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just saying that's what I think she had on. But either way, it looked like a bonnet.
Mm.
And what I'm saying is, y'all grandmama...
should have told y'all.
Do not want y'all out here in y'all do-rags and y'all bonnets in public. And I'm tired of it.
Dirty.
I'm sick of it.
Dirty. We don't want to see that.
I had to tell you to take your bonnet off one time, so don't even.
It was a scarf.
It was a bonnet.
No, it wasn't. I don't. And no, I didn't. I've learned that lesson a long time ago.
Because your mother had to tell you to take your bonnet off.
She called me dirty. That's why I call y'all dirty. Yes, but see, I had an excuse.
What was your excuse?
I had no excuse. I don't even know why. I think
you
could
put like a little scarf on, make it like a headband or something. Put a hat on. You know, you got to be creative, but don't do the bonnet and the do-rag. Like, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, our ancestors, they did not have money, but they made sure they was clean when they came out. They look smooth. They look clean. You wouldn't know that they didn't have money because that's not how they presented themselves. It's important for us to present ourselves in a certain light.
Yeah.
Not saying you got to look like you coming off a runway.
It's the dirty bonnets for me, though. The dirty ones. They still got your makeup line up there. And then
that's disgusting.
It's like something else on the back from that Sunday you stayed home, called out of work, and dropped your bonnet and your suit. It'd be like, why is all of that on your bonnet and you outside? Impossible.
Yeah.
That bonnet got COVID. It's nasty. It is nasty. I've seen some nasty. And then the big flappy bonnets. And y'all be bald head under them big. I just don't understand.
I don't understand it.
I don't do. Mm-mm. It's been many years. And don't bring that up. I was like 12. Okay? I'm classy. I don't do that no more.
You classy?
Classy, not trashy.
You too classy for that?
Period. I don't do bonnets. I do Scullies and stuff now.
Okay. No. All right. I mean, you could do a hat. You know, it's a hat, so.
Mm-hmm. Or put a, one of them wigs on. Y'all got plenty of them.
Plenty of the wigs.
Throw a wig in the hat.
I'd rather see the wig than a bonnet. I would.
Or just put a little glue around the hat.
Yes.
With your little piece of hair and put, make it work. Y'all know how to make it work. But don't wear that bonnet no more. It's dirty and it stinks and I'm sick of standing behind y'all with that funky bonnet.
But the crazy, not trying to laugh at this lady situation, but Derrick Jackson really had his wife on there and she said, y'all see a bonnet? I see the helmet of the Lord. Something like that.
No, she didn't.
She had on a loose army fatigue. She said, y'all see this army fatigue? This is the shield of the Lord. I was like, this is why people don't take Christianity seriously.
She called her bonnet the armor of God.
She called her shirt the armor of God. The bonnet was the helmet.
Protecting her from what?
She's David. And everybody else is Goliath. I don't know.
We're just going to take a moment to pray for her.
But the situation is not funny. It's real. It happens. And listen.
It's sad.
They need to be off of social media.
Yeah, like.
And handle this professionally.
Take them down all together.
Go to church because he just said he became saved. Talk to your pastor. And I'm sure they have done these things. But we don't need all the information, Derek. We don't need you to keep coming Derek. And telling us what's going on, Derek. Okay?
Dirty Derek.
I don't want to know. But you done put us in your business. I don't want
to
know.
And why do people feel the need to do that? And then when we get in your business, you be mad that we ain't. Well, you shouldn't have posted it.
He told us everything. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Mm-mm. I just want you to take the lady and just, you know.
We got to pray for her. She needs some strength.
Some strength. Yeah. But that's all I wanted to say about it. The bonnet bothered me the most.
The helmet.
And just the social media aspect of it, the fact that he really trying to come up off of this, it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad.
We got to pray for them.
Yes.
For real. People need prayer around our country. All right? And let's start with them.
You sound like George Bush when you said country.
Country.
Yes.
George Bush.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about that.
A white man? I sound like a white man.
You sound like an old white Floridian.
President.
Yeah.
Okay.
Country. Maybe Georgian.
Oh, I do have one thing to say.
What?
Puerto Rico, you don't have to have a passport, y'all. So y'all know y'all can travel and experience and go overseas. But remember this. Puerto Rico is not South Beach. It is not Miami. All right? Get it together. Please, or we not going to be able to go over there no more, y'all.
They turning it out?
Y'all, it is disgusting.
Oh.
It looks like spring break, South Beach, Miami. Like, y'all found out you didn't need a passport, so now it's like ratchet times 1,000.
Mm-mm, let's not do that.
No, the bonnets was on the plane. They was on the
plane.
That's
why you irritated as well.
Yeah, I seen them all weekend.
You just had that experience.
It was a mess.
That trauma.
It was. I was traumatized. I didn't even want to go anywhere. I was speaking Spanish at a certain point because I just didn't want to be, I'm from here. Huh? Como estas? Mami, I know.
It's a little embarrassing. But that's why we have these conversations among ourselves. The secret black meetings. It's just for us.
Because y'all need to know.
We need to talk to each other and be real with each other sometimes.
It don't work. It's not working. Take your stimmy and travel. Yes, enjoy. Okay? But you pay for them bundles. Straighten them before you get on the plane.
Yes.
Mommy.
She preaching tonight. We going to end on that note.
Yeah, you got to look good. Because
I'm being taken higher.
In flight.
Yes.
Hold it.
Flight higher.
Hold it. All right. We're going to pray out on that one. In Jesus' name.
You going to pray?
Amen.
Amen.
I prayed.
Hallelujah.
All of y'all.
All right. Check us out on Instagram, on Facebook, Low Key Radical Podcast. Email us. We want to know what you guys want to hear. What you want to talk about. We can discuss it.
Discuss it. Yeah. We're going to be on Twitter soon once I get a job with them. You said they hiring, right? We're going to check us out on Twitter soon. I need a
new job. Yeah, we're going to be on Twitter.
That's about that time.
Help Shayna out, please.
Anybody hiring?
Yes, let her know.
I do podcasts and all that. All right. I babysit. I walk dogs. All that. All right. They don't want me nowhere.
You're looking for something new. Black Wolf, just go out and do your thing, your own thing. Don't depend on these people.
I'm getting there.
Yes.
Coming soon.
I mean, this is the perfect time to do it.
We're going to pray out. Amen.
Thanks.
And that wraps up
this
episode
y'all
of
for tuning in.
Low Key Radical Podcast. Diddy.
Bye.
I need a job.
That was wild.